few times. I don't know. It's probably between Niz or Adam.
And those are guards, folks.
Guard. Yeah.
We're not talking about big guys here.
One's listed at 6'2", the other one's 6'1". But about my height.
Adam can get up for a guard.
Adam can jump. He's gonna dunk on someone this year unexpectedly. Because they won't think he can get up and he'll catch a lob or something or go down the lane. He definitely.
What's the hardest part of an alley-oop? We haven't seen one here in a long time. It used to be Frankie Dobbs to Alex Francis. Got a lot of those.
Hardest part. I just think the timing of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, half the time when it's a 2-on-1, you have to make sure it's not obvious. That might be actually the harder part. Just making sure it's not obvious. But you know, once the guy's up there, you know, Adam it is, they'll go get it.
Just put it in the area.
Yeah.
You mentioned this is a really close team. Who is the I don't want to say craziest on the team, but has the biggest personality?
I think probably Bash. Probably Bash. He's very funny.
His nickname is Bash. It has to be, right?
he definitely has the biggest personality, I think, just in terms of, I mean, communicating, you know, and then his perspective on certain things. He's really funny, you know. So definitely Bash.
And Tristan, you're wearing green today, so I just thought of this now, just to give you a little tips for the upcoming season on calls. Anytime Bash dunks, you can say Hulk Bash.
I could say that.
You could. Just thought of it now.
I hope he dunks. I hear he can shoot the ball, too.
He can. He could definitely, yeah. There was a drill we had. It was like a Michigan three-point. It's like as many threes as you make in 5 minutes, and he like holds the record right now. Cause he made, I think it was like 67 threes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's impressive. He can shoot it. Let's talk about your Italy experience. How much of a shock was that to you? Have you ever been outside of the country before?
Yeah, I'm from Nigeria. Well, I was born in Boston, but my family's from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So I visited Nigeria once or twice. So it was definitely fun to, you know, fly internationally and, you know, land. But nothing compared to, like, you know, when I was younger as to what I realize now. Italy was definitely cool. As soon as we landed, we went on the bus and we saw... I'm trying to think. We went to the fountain in Rome, I think it was, where you throw the little coins, yep. All that stuff. And the places we stayed at, the areas we were at, it was definitely like eye opening, because the culture there is a lot different than the United States. Mm.
A lot of excitement out of the gym right now. What is this team capable of? What do you, I mean, you're just a freshman on this team. I don't know if you have a good read on it or not. And obviously, we haven't even played a game yet. But what do you see from this team right now? What do you think is possible? That's a loaded question, I know.
Yeah, no, I mean, because there's some stuff, you know, definitely, you know, in the locker room, we have a feeling of what we can do. But I think we can definitely compete at a really, really high level, and probably a level people might not believe we can. But I think, you know, we have that belief that we could definitely compete at a high level. I don't want to, you know, anything crazy, but, you know, definitely. So,
let's Thanksgiving question. I think it's Thanksgiving time. Yeah, your favorite Thanksgiving meal or food item that you can't live without
on Thanksgiving?
Just a staple on Thanksgiving.
I don't really have one. It's my mom's cooking. It's just that.
Does she have any specialties?
It's a Nigerian dish. It's just like a type of rice and like sauce and stuff like that, and that she'll make. But that varies. But yeah, anything my mom cooks, I gotta eat.
You're gonna be in Chicago on Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna be home for Thanksgiving for probably the first time in probably a while, right?
Yeah.
What are you gonna miss most about that? Is it obviously the family part of it?
Yeah.
But the food side of it.
Her.
Just anything cooking. She makes.
Anything. She makes, yeah.
Oh wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, so, because my aunt comes over, she'll bring food, so, you know, just family cooking, it's that, yeah.
Stuffing guy or no?
I tried it last year, it was okay.
Oh, great, he's a late bloomer too. I didn't have it until like 4 or 5 years ago either.
It's nuts. I mean, it's not, like, the greatest thing, but I feel like you kind of have to have it.
Yeah.
Like,
desserts?
I'm not much of a dessert guy now.
You look happy, have the sweet tooth, huh?
Yeah. happy.
Like, so this year when we're in Chicago, if we all get dessert, you're just going to give it to Happy?
Yeah, or whoever wants it.
Sure.
Pat, give me Pat.
I do have a sweet tooth as well. I think Happ and I might have the biggest sweet tooth. It's on campus.
I want a picture from Chicago of you and Happy's Thanksgiving dish to see how it compares. Because I think it's going to be pretty similar.
It might. He was telling us what he typically puts on his plate, and mine's very similar.
Happ knows what to get anywhere we go.
Well, it's funny. I think you realize, I think Boshko,
yes,
whatever Happy orders, Boshko orders.
Literally.
So is that going to be you?
Probably not, because you know, I'm a picky eater, but you know, whatever he gets, it always does look good. I can't lie.
Last year, wherever we went on trips, whether it was, I don't know, Applebee's, Outback, just to say, Happ always got ribs and mac and cheese. And Boshko will get the same exact thing every time. Double Mac, Boshko got it. It never failed.
Yeah.
Must make things pretty easy, though.
Yeah.
Just get a bunch of the same thing.
That was a piece of advice Boshko gave us. Yeah,
get everywhere.
If you don't know what to get what Coach Happ gets.
Get what Happ gets.
Ike, thanks for joining us, man.
It was a blast.
Really excited to watch your debut on Saturday.
Excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Men's Hoops opens the season this Saturday at Notre Dame. Noon tip-off. You can watch it on ACC Network. Ike, thanks again.
Appreciate good luck on Saturday, Ike.
Appreciate it.
Just nonstop here today as we have our next guest ready and primed, walking into the studio, and that is women's basketball head coach, the one and only Mary Burke.
No, you're good, Coach.
So before we get started, when I went to ask Coach Burke if she wanted to join us today, I guess she was under the impression that this was going to be on air. Maybe it was the season preview that we're shooting later today. She was concerned because her hair wasn't done.
The realities, you know. Every day.
Just
it's not game day.
Always prepared, though, to make sure she looks as good as possible.
Yeah, Coach was in here crushing it this morning. A little spin class this morning with Aubrey.
Well, unfortunately, Tristan, I wasn't able to do that today because I had to go and get out the vote.
Oh, that's right. Election day.
I had to do that. That was really important.
That's
election
right.
Day.
But I did get the workout in after.
Gotcha. You have to.
Of course.
Have to.
This is great. Coach Burke came with us. I love this.
This is going to be interesting. All my, you know, food for thought here.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we'll get to that. That Thanksgiving's at the end, Coach. We'll ask you about Thanksgiving at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. we'll start with some serious questions first. Team as a whole this year, how's the preseason been going? You guys open the season on a Friday. Thoughts on everything so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, the players have been working really hard. You know, October's always tough because there's really what I call no light at the end of the tunnel. So it's just battle every day, battle, battle, battle. And, you know, after a while, the players get tired of, you know, battling against each other. They know the plays. They know what to be expected. So, you know, I think they've done a great job with that, but it's nice now to know there is the light, there is a game. You know, we have done some scrimmages, we have done inter-squads, but now this is the real deal. And so, you know, we're ready to go out and put our best foot forward and ready to take on Vermont. It's nice to know it's the season's actually here.
Is it hard to believe that it's already here?
You know, some days it comes fast and you're like, wow, you know, we had 2 days and then some days it's like, wow, you know, can't wait until October's over. So, you know, I just think that, you know, we're all just excited to finally play a game that actually counts.
What's the biggest question facing this team going into the year for you, Coach?
I mean, the biggest question is going to be, you know, kind of, you know, our mentality, my upperclassmen who have a ton of experience going to be able to carry us long enough to get those younger players seasoned and understand the level of intensity and what it's like to play at the Division I level. My upperclassmen have a ton of wins. You're probably talking over 400 under their belt between Morgan, Alex, Ivory, and then throw Kiki in from last year. So they have a good idea of what it takes to win on the road, the attention to detail. So I'm going to need to rely on them. Definitely for the first couple months until the younger players kind of figure it out and understand kind of where we need to be going into the most important part of the year, which is January, February.
Almost seems like a little bit of a changing of the guard this year. You lose some key faces of the program last year. You've been at this for 25, 26 years. You've seen this before. You've dealt with this before. Is there some air of excitement getting in some fresh faces that can really kind of play some basketball and get things going?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because talking to the captains yesterday, I've been through this 5 times where I brought in 5 players, so a big class. And oftentimes when this happens, you rely on your pillars, which are the players that I just mentioned. players with experience, players who know what it takes to play for me, players who know what it takes to play on the road. There's a little stress because I know what's in front of us, and making sure that I've done everything in my power to prepare them and get them ready, not only the younger players, but also the upperclassmen, for what we're going to face and going forward. So there is a little excitement, but it's also a very stressful time because I put a lot of ownership on myself to make sure that I'm doing everything in my power to prepare us for that step on Friday.
We saw last year Kiki come right in, step into the point guard position, had a terrific season. Haley Connors, great shooter from the outside. This year's freshman class, how have you seen them gel with a bunch of the upperclassmen? How do you see them contributing to the team early on?
Yeah, I think they've all had, they've all had moments. Kiki had the great advantage of not only being a very skilled player, but she was plopped in around kids who were very seasoned and also top players in the league. So she had a learning curve in the first semester and then figured it out and really, took that position to a next level for us and really allowed us to play to a level that at that point guard position that, put us in that position to be one of the top two teams in the league. These freshmen, similar situation where they've had moments, and I think, there'll be three of them that will, be able to contribute right away for us. Macy will be able to step in and play, I think the two guard spot. She'll probably, back up a little bit with Chanel at the point guard position. Has had some good moments for us and good athleticism and her ability to understand what we're doing and to shoot the three. Steph has also had some very good moments. She'll play multiple positions for us at the three and at the two. She has good length and the ability to shoot the three, so that helps. Sydney as well will play at the four, and she's similar to a Brianna Rucker type player. A little bit more undersized than Bree, but again, her athleticism, her toughness, and her ability to kind of hang in the air a little bit on offensive rebounds and finish. And that's not to say that, Taylor and Sophia aren't going to come around as well, but if you ask me at this point, because we are going to need to rely on younger players, who has kind of stepped forward early on, I would say, Macy and Sydney and Steph as well, have probably shown some early signs of me being able to count on them going into the season at this point. But it is a long season, and I try to remind the freshmen that when you look at some of the established players that have just graduated, Tiersa Winder did not play her first semester. Brianna Rucker did not play her first semester. Mary Soper, who graduated a couple years ago, did not play her first semester. All end up being starters second semester because they needed that time to kind of figure it out. To not be stressed and understand there's a learning curve, that this is a completely different level at the Division I level, in my level of intensity and what I expect and going on the road and competing against the best of the best. So, I think they're all going to have very good careers here. They have to be patient and have to understand that there's a learning curve involved.
Coach, coming in September, this team came back. Who are you most pleased with and surprised with the returning players that were like, okay, this is a good sign for us?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to say surprised because she always worked her butt off anyway, but I think Alex Klein, has really continued to move forward after that playoff run last year when we made it to the semifinals. And
she was really good.
Yep. She, understands our system. She knows how to run. She's a good athlete. She has great speed. So, I mean, she's really stepped up. I think, Morgan Olander's continue to take steps forward. And again, they're going to be my pillars in the post on understanding the physicality and what it's going to take there. Ivory's always Ivory. She's a very solid. She's preseason picked, a preseason first team conference player. She gives us that athleticism. And that doesn't underestimate, what Kiki's been able to do for us. So I think the returning players that have experience and, that I need to rely on have all made positive steps forward, which is going to be very key for us as we continue to go forward.
How's this group working together right now? Have you been pleased with that? Obviously, the basketball results sometimes come, sometimes they don't. But have you been pleased with how this team has worked together and how this team is led and whatnot?
Yeah, I don't see any either clickiness or I see, everyone working together. I think there's good chemistry. I think it's really important. I think if there's something positive to say about October is that when you have a young team, they have a month to kind of work together and start figuring each other out. And not even just figuring each other out, but how to play with each other. That chemistry is really, established over the course of a season.